some trust, some devotion. Then by hearing these pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it's the most powerful thing to purify you from mundane lusts. That's mentioned in the 10th canto itself. Because when Maharaj Prickett was hearing the Bhagavatam, you know, he was looking around because all the sages of the world were there and there were some jnanis. And jnanis practice vairagya. And they try to become emotionless. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Take down all the vrittis, even the any emotion. So he was worried, what are these jnanis going to think? And then he asked those questions about these lila for their benefit, the Sukadeva Goswami. And that verse was given, Vikriditam of Vajavadubir, Idam Chavishnu. These plays, they're very, very spiritual. I remember there's a pandit in Vrindavan, Haridas Shastri, and he's considered, he's the guru of Satyanarayan, who does the Bhakti Sandarbhas. And he's considered, from a standpoint of scholarship, one of the most learned scholars in all Vrindavan. Something like 9 PhDs from Benares Hindu University in every subject you can imagine, including Jiva Goswami. And so I got a transcript of his of some talks with him in English. And people asked him, you know, what about meditating on Manjari Bhav? He said, it's a Bhav. And the Bhav is selfless service. This is what Prabhupada taught. It's a Bhav. It's not just a form. It's a Bhav. It's a mood of selfless service. And he said, if you don't have that Bhav and mood of selfless service, you'll be simply be meditating on women. And therefore, essential in approaching these things is actually to surrender to Guru. Because surrendering to Guru means to develop the consciousness of servant and to develop the taste of servant. And when you develop the consciousness and taste of servant, then when you see these pastimes, you'll be relishing the purity of their service, not any misconception of mundane lust. And I know when I'm in Vrindavan where these things are so relevant and where you go to all the holy places and you go to all the holy places, then you start feeling that devotion. Then when you hear those pastimes, you can relate to them because you have some sentiment of devotion. And then it's kind of like an aha, oh yes, this is what's happening here. This is what's happening here. I can relate to it. It's that type of bhav. So this is what we're actually seeking. Everyone is seeking pure love, and they're seeking pure love to the highest limit. So nice, isn't it? The Introduction to Krishna book by Srila Prabhupada, where he describes, you know, people looking for hot, pure love, and for it to be satisfied, it has to be reposed in a perfect object of love, to the highest limit of love, and that's Krishna. That's Krishna, the absolute truth. For your love to be satisfied, the object of your love has to have two qualities. It has to be artha, real, and it has to be nitya. It has to be eternal. And what is real? Real is God and relationship to God. Everything else is an imposition of the mind. That's what Maya means, to see something else. Not that you're not seeing things, but you're not seeing what they really are. When you're actually pure in vision, you'll see God and everything in relationship to God. And that object of love is real. Will satisfy the hankering and need in the heart. All problems that we have are the lack of devotion in our heart, the lack of pure love in our heart. And it creates an emptiness, and we try to fulfill it. We try to fulfill it by the opposite sex. We try to fulfill it by some material ambition. We try to fulfill it by some gadget or toy or new computer or new car. We try to fulfill it by being the fan of a particular team, and if they win, you're fulfilled, you think. Or you try to fulfill it by some political party winning, etc. So, but what we're searching for is actually God. And therefore the goal of life is to develop this love for God. And the most excellent way to do it, it's the highest process of yoga. Doesn't Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham matyatena taratpanam shadhavam bhajate yomam. So the highest yogi, and what is a yogi? One who can control his mind. The highest yogi is one who has faith and devotion in Krishna. So our goal for complete samadhi, samadhi means to focus completely, with not even cognizance or thoughts of anything else. So the highest samadhi is that meditation and focus on God. Because God is all attractive and he can allure our consciousness in a focus and concentration that's unparalleled. So that's our goal, and the best process to develop that goal is to hear about the devotees who have perfect love. I described this also when I was describing Krishna, that this is actually how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to practice devotion. You have some aspect to, I love Krishna, I want to be filled with love and devotion to Krishna, and therefore I meditate and hear about the devotees that have the highest degree of love. And by doing that, that love or devotion then can be reflected in our hearts. And we can think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira. And Radharani is the embodiment of the highest love. She is the Purna Shakti. What is Shakti? There's two things. There's Shakti Mam and there's Shakti. There's the possessor of potency and there's the potency. And what is the function of potency? You have a jnana, a knowledge potency, a strength potency, an action potency, sexual potency. You have different energies. And what's the purpose of energy? The purpose of energy is to serve its source. And therefore, if the purpose of energy is to serve its source, then the purpose of energy is love. And therefore, the embodiment or the love potency or the pleasure potency is the Purna Shakti or the complete Shakti. Although there are different Shaktis, there's Sandini Shakti, the existential potency. There's Chit Shakti, the Asambit Shakti, the cognitive potency. And then there is the Ladini Shakti. There is the pleasure potency. The pleasure potency is actually the source of all potency. Because potency is meant to give pleasure. And what is the pleasure potency? The essence of the pleasure potency is Krishna Prema, love of God. And when Krishna Prema intensifies to the highest degree, that's called Mahabhav. Mahabhav. Intense, absorbing devotion. There's such a sense of devotion that you lose sense of yourself. You lose self-conceit, you lose self-identity, the ahankar is finished. It's not that you don't exist, but your meditation on the object of love is so intense that you can't even think of yourself. And there's mutual relationship with Radha and Krishna. Sometimes there's a merging. Because there's no sense of self-identity. It's not that they don't exist, but Radharani is thinking of Krishna, and Krishna is thinking of Radharani. So, Radharani is the Shakti, the potency, that has the full capacity to give Krishna pleasure, because she is the Mahabhav Sarup. She is the embodiment of Mahabhav. And therefore, everything about her, physical, mental, intellectual, everything about her is a manifestation of, this should give Krishna pleasure. So her beauty is a manifestation, this should give Krishna pleasure. Her qualities, she wears beautiful jewelry. Her gold is a composition. It's put on and composed of the sense of love. This will please Krishna. Therefore, that jewelry is not different than Radharani. And her qualities, Radharani's fragrance, Radharani's fragrance is so sweet that there's something in Sanskrit called Stella Kamala, land lotus. Sanskrit, it's called land lotus. So I thought, what is a land lotus? A land lotus must be a magnolia. How fragrant it is. So even in a cluster and forest of magnolias, Krishna can still observably find Radharani by her fragrance. And that fragrance of Radharani is to please Krishna. Radharani is also the most expert cook. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. It is very fortunate that Rati is driving me today. In my Radharani ecstasy, it may be an accident. I was driving the car. But, Radharani, every day, she goes from Jawat with her Sakis, Manjaris, and they walk down the path to Nandagram. Rasagya, if you come to India next time, we went to Terakadamba, but we should start at Jawat, which is the home of Radharani for 6 months of the year, where she got married to Abhimanyu. And there's a path. It takes a half hour. You go to Terakadamba, and then you go to Nandagram. It takes about an hour. It's beautiful, out into the country of Braj. And it's the same path that Radharani walked, and it's still untouched. And beautiful birds. And she would cook for Krishna. And when Mother Yasoda would see her, because when you love Krishna, you love those who love Krishna. So Mother Yasoda loves Radharani more than her life. And Radharani loves Krishna, and Radharani loves Mother Yasoda. And when Radharani comes to that palace, she takes off her alankara. There's two types of ornaments that Radharani wears for the pleasure of Krishna. One is alankara, beautiful golden ornaments. A woman looks very beautiful if she has beautiful golden ornaments. But she also has alankara, abharam. Abharam means the tilak and the sindura, the red, and the mustard on her chin. And that's even more beautiful than the alankara. And she comes to the kitchen, and there's 100 stoves, these clay stoves. And it's the middle of the summer. And Mohini, who is Balaram's mother, she's organized the kitchen, so when Radharani comes in, all the vegetables are cut up, and the different girlfriends of Radharani are there already cooking. We should aspire for this. as our eternal service to be in Nandagram cooking and assisting Radharani in that cooking. And the care and the thought, love is the best teacher. That's why the best mother is not the PhD in child care, but the mother who has the most devotion and love. And that devotion or love will guide one. That's where why on the path of bhakti, it's described you can go blindly, without shruti, without smriti. Blindly, the two eyes. You can go blindly if you have pure love. Because pure love will guide you in the objective of the scriptures, which is how to please Krishna. And pleasing someone is pleasing their senses. So Radharani knows how to please the senses of Krishna by cooking the most tasty food, which becomes a manifestation of her love. Because when Krishna tastes all the wonderful preparations, especially the manuhar ladus, I think it's kind of a ladu, but like a candy apple coated with spices, and that's Krishna. There's so many preparations when she cooks them. Everything tastes absolutely like nectar. And she cooks with so much love. And even though it's the middle of the summer, because she's at the platform of prema, and prema means that when you are in service or in love, if there is austerities and difficulties in that love, those austerities or difficulties are the greatest pleasure. So he was feeling so cool, cooking 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 stoves, so many preparations. But when Radharani is back at Nandagram, when she's back at Nandagram, and she's in the fire of separation, her girlfriends make a bed of lotus flowers with a foot-thick paste of sandalwood paste, and they put her on that cool bed, and they fan her with nice peacock fans. She is burning. When you have love, and you are in separation of the object of love, then those things which cause pleasure are the greatest pain. So Radharani has the highest degree of love. And Radharani, she has so many qualities. She's a scholar. But what is she a scholar in? She's a scholar in the art of making flower garlands, the most beautiful garlands. I tell this story, but I was walking by, and there weren't many people at the time at all. And Prabhupada was, there have been only 30, 40, 50 devotees. So Prabhupada would come out of his room, there'll only be a couple of people there. So I was there, and they gave Prabhupada a garland. And it was a garland that they bought outside. And it was simple white flowers without fragrance that were wilted at the end brown. And when Prabhupada saw the garland, he looked in distaste. Why? Because a nice garland is the expression of your love. And for the benefit of his disciples, Prabhupada wanted to taste their love. Because their love for him is their love that they will have for Krishna. This is the path of bhakti. The path of bhakti is devotion for Guru and the Vaishnavas. And that's your love for Krishna. So Prabhupada's training the disciples, and he sees, what is this? So what Prabhupada did after that, he called all the ladies into his room, and Prabhupada personally taught them the art of making flower garlands, how to make things beautiful which are an expression of your love for God and for Krishna. So, Radharani is scholar. Muninda vindavandate trinoka shoka harani vasana vanka panka jaina kunja bhuvalasani vatenda manu nandani vatenda suna sangate kada karisyasi amam vipaka daksha vajanam. Muninda vindavandate. Radharani is glorified in the assembly of all great sages. Chiloka Shokaharani, she destroys all the distress of the three worlds. Chiloka Shokaharani, Prasanna Vakka Pankajay, and her face is smiling like a lotus. The Kunjabu Vilasini, and she's relishing pastimes with Krishna in the forests of Vrindavan. So this is very, very much our line. Although we are the Hare Krishna movement, and people think of us as Krishna devotees, actually in our movement, we are the devotees of Radha. Prabhupada would be fond of saying that in Vrindavan, they never say Jai Sri Krishna. They say Jai Sri Radhe. I remember that story. It's not a story, it's a true thing. I was doing work in Delhi, and then whenever I was in Delhi, I couldn't wait to get back to Vrindavan. And when I came back to Vrindavan, I got in on the train. The train from Delhi arrived in the train station in Mathura. And then I would want to switch the tracks and get onto a 1 meter gauge track. And that 1 meter gauge track was, that 1 meter gauge track was a train called the Radharani Express. And I'd love to get on that train and then go back to Vrindavan, because it was a choo-choo train. And there would mostly be sadhus on that train. There would mostly be sadhus on that train. And I just like being with the sadhus, and some would be sleeping there. And it would go to Vrindavan. But this time, when I had to catch this train, I only had like about a half a minute by the time my train arrived in Delhi. And that train arrived in, and the Radharani Express left. So I ran across the tracks, and I got into that train. I didn't buy a ticket. And then I remember in the train, I would do this, I would just sing, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. And when I got off the train, I didn't have a ticket. And there was a ticket collector. And he was a tall, dignified Rajasthani man with a handlebar mustache. And I thought, how am I going to get here? I could meditate on New York, stick my chest out and walk through where I'm right if I'm right, I'm wrong if I'm wrong, exhibit that confidence and just walk through. Or I can try to be more of a Vaishnava. I said, hey, I'm coming to Vrindavan, I should be a Vaishnava. I said, dear sir, when I got to Delhi, I could not get a ticket. It wasn't time. And therefore, I don't have a ticket. And he looked at me with puzzlement, and he said, you don't need a ticket to get to Vrindavan. just chant Jai Radhe. I went, Jai Radhe. What an entrance to Vrindavan. It's the place of Radharani. If you go to Mankutir, which is actually one of the hills of where Radharani's palace is, which is in Barsana. Radharani has that palace. There's four hills, Velaskar, Mangar, anyway, I forgot the other names. But on Mangar is the place where Radharani defeated Krishna. Where Radharani defeated Krishna. She became angry because she found Krishna with someone else. And one of her high states of ecstatic love is transcendental anger. And Krishna was figuring out, how can I relieve her anger? So Krishna tried to apologize. She would not consider at all. Someone has done something with their computer or phone. Is everyone still on? Hare Krishna?
Still on.
Okay, great. So, Radharani, Krishna came up to that hill, bowed down to Radharani, and the tears from her eyes bathed Krishna's feet, of Radharani's feet, Krishna's tears. There's a beautiful painting of Radharani sitting with Krishna. That's Braj Bhakti. Because Krishna is Madan Mohan. Krishna is the conqueror of Cupid. But Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She is the conqueror of Cupid. The 25th quality of Radharani is she keeps Krishna under control by the power of her love, the power of her devotion. And in our lines, that's the line we follow. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur say, the only reason we worship Krishna is because Radharani loves her so much. And what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? They asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if there was any place where you would want to, if there is any place where you would want to do your bhajan, which place would it be? And he said, Kurukshetra, of course. And they're thinking, Kurukshetra? Vaidivashi. Yada yada idamasya glani bhavati bharata abhyutana madam. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, and they say, why? He said, because I am Radhika Dasyam, and that was her greatest moment of need. Why was her greatest moment of need? Because after 96 years of not seeing Krishna, Radharani came to Kurukshetra. And she saw Krishna was now a king, Rajavesh, with something. I'm not in a particular rush. Saw him in a king. And majesty with so many soldiers and people worshiping him. And therefore he was in a very high position and distant position where he couldn't manifest himself as her lover. It was too formal. He was too high. And therefore, although she was in union with Krishna, she was in separation. And therefore, she was in separation, and therefore, that was actually the mood of Lord Chaitanya, to actually experience that love.
God himself wants the love of Radharani. God wants it, and that's the path, that's the rule of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what a wonderful concept of God. That God can only become complete when he takes the position of his topmost devotee. So he can experience three things. He can experience the love of that devotee. He can experience the beauty that that devotee sees while beholding him. And can experience the happiness that devotee feels when Krishna is happy and loving that devotee. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meditating always on the pastimes of Radha. And that's how we enter Radha. We enter Radha through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he's in the mood of Radharani. And he's always meditating on Radharani. And he's meditating on the pastimes. So we serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We sing the songs of Mahaprabhu. We meditate on Mahaprabhu. And then gradually begin to understand the mind and emotions of Mahaprabhu. And understanding the minds and emotions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at different times of the day bring us into the Astakalila Smaran of Radharani's pastimes with Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking of Radharani, and if it's noon, what is he thinking about? He's thinking about Radharani at Radhakrishna. And in the early day, what is he doing? He's thinking of Radharani at Vrindakund. And in the evening, at dawn, at dusk, thinking about Radharani at the Radha Govinda, Yoga Pit, Radha Govinda. So the devotees, by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and having his mood come to him, by having his mood come to him, it's a pretty rough road here, so I hope it's not too, I think it will get smoother soon. But, I don't know why they make roads like this, but, so we worship through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada, what was his mood? Prabhupada was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. This is what Prabhupada said on the Jaladuka. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Prabhupada wrote, Radharani, the symbol of the topmost bhakti, is so powerful, she has purchased Krishna, therefore Vaishnavas take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani, for if she recommends, oh, here is a nice devotee Krishna must accept. So Prabhupada says, Vaishnavas take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani. Jai, Jai, Sri Radhe. And Prabhupada says, we should be more interested in worshiping Radharani. For however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please her, then we can very easily understand Krishna. I see that maybe I'll speak next week on Radharani again because I'm only halfway through my notes. And I may have to save some energy for the class later on. I wanted to speak about Ramananda Samvad. How when he describes the topmost bhakti, he makes that interesting point. Although Krishna is with all the gopis in the Radha in the rasa dance, Radharani is the binding force
that gives him pleasure, because when she leaves the Rasa dance, then Krishna cannot be satisfied. His spiritual lusty desires cannot be satisfied by all the gopis. And when the gopis begin to search Krishna when he left the Rasa dance, search for Krishna, because Krishna left the Rasa dance, because Radharani leaves, he can't be satisfied. And then when they search for him, then what happens? They see his footprints, but they see another footprint. So they say, who is this gopi? Anaya radito nunam bhagavan harir ishvaro yano vihaya govinda. No other gopi has worshipped Krishna with such love. Otherwise, why would Krishna leave us and take her to a lonely place? So that's the name of Radha. And there are other pastimes, but we'll finish here just for today, that we should read about Radha and Krishna. And just imagine, I mentioned last week how Prabhupada said, if you read Krishna book, you'll always be happy. Imagine how much of the love of Srimati Radharani will be reflected in your heart if you regularly chant prayers and read the Krishna book about her glories. Mother Rasik, yeah? Can you end with some prayer?
Sure. Krishna pramadi devi cha mahavishnu prasurati sarvajya vishnu maya cha satyamitya sanatini. She is the presiding deity of Krishna's very life, and she is the first of all persons, the energy of Lord Vishnu, the embodiment of truthfulness, eternal and ever-youthful. Tam sarasagare gore bhutamang saranagatam sarvebhyopi vinirmuktam kururadhe sureshwari. O Radha, I have fallen into the horrible ocean of birth and death, and am frightened, but I am seeking your shelter. O Queen of the demigods, please free me from all fears. Tatpada padma yugale pada padma layarchite dehi mayang parang bhaktim krishnena parisevite. O Radhika, please give me transcendental devotional service to your lotus feet, which are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lakshmi, and which are served even by Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhav, thank you. Radhe Radhe. So, this was the best car ride I ever had. I got to speak about Radharani. Would anybody like to say Hare Krishna or Jai Radhe? I'm not Radhasthami to everyone, to me. Who's that? Whoa.
Can you hear me?
Someone. Who is that? I can't hear.
Chandadulal.
Who?
Chandadulal.
Say it again.
Nanda Dulal.
Oh, Nanda Dulal. Hare Bhav.
Maharaj, I have a small question.
I can hear you. When you use a headphone, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Not very well.
So Krishna is in our
I can't hear you.
Krishna is all attractive.
No, Nanda Dulal, not today.
Okay.
I can't hear you. Hey, Talan, Hare Krishna from the Hobbit.
Except my obeisances. Is that my dear friend Rasagya?
What?
Yes.
Hare Bo Rasagya.
Hare Bo.
You owe me a phone call.
Hare Bo. Thanks, Talan.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's great. All right, well, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Who is that?
This is Shastra Bhav.
Shastra, thanks for listening.
Hi, thank you, Maharaj.
Great, Hare Bhav. Who else is there?
Jai Jai Swami.
Maharaj, great. Well, I guess I'll see you this afternoon.
For sure.
Okay, you'll have to sit through the same class.
Lucky me.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Rasikya.
Hello.
How do you call us?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Bharati, who is this?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Savitri speaking.
Savitri.
Yes, Maharaj.
Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. Thank you, Maharaj.
Do you have any Bengali about Radharani?
Yes, I sing. This morning, early morning, I sing.
Something Bengali about Radharani.
Okay, three, four lines. Jayo Krishna Bhanu Nandini Jayo Radhe Jayo Krishna Bhanu Nandini Jayo Radhe Jayo Krishna Kanta Shiromani Jayo Radhe Jayo Shyam Sohage Sohagini Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe, 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 Jayo Radhe. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Thank you so much. Love to hear that. Great.
Okay.
Anybody else just say Hare Krishna quickly? One more person.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Govardhan.
Govardhan. Radhe Radhe. Thank you. Someone else?
Hare Bal Maharaj, Baladev.
Baladev. Wow. Thank you. Jai. Jai Krishna Balaram.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
Gail.
Gail. Oh. Well, today you have to be Gurangi.
Happily.
You have to be drunk today.
She is good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anybody else? Okay. We'll enter today. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye.